Hello! After another week's absence because of reasons, welcome to the season finale of Infield Chatter. Say three panelists as per usual. It's Friday night, October 2nd, 2015, when we're recording this. This actually will make sense in context considering what one of our topics is going to be. But since it's the last episode of the season, we'll go into sort of season review kind of stuff. The Diamondbacks still have two games left after tonight, but I don't think either of those two games would really shape the seasonal narrative. If you guys disagree with that, please say.
No, it really doesn't.
I'm going to say yes, just to be contrary.
Ooh.
Yeah. First debate. Hot take. Whatever Charlie said, I disagree.
He said pumpkin pie is awful.
Damn it. And pumpkin pie shaped the narrative of the season? I'm really confused.
Well, I mean, I guess from a certain perspective, i.e. yours, it could fit.
I'm sorry, Obi-Wan Kenobi couldn't make that from a certain point of view work.
I mean, I'm just saying, if you thought that the season was awful, and you also think pumpkin pie is awful, then vis-a-vis, thusly.
But the season wasn't awful, that's the thing. I mean, I think...
Well, pumpkin pie
If I can jump into, and this may be a little groundbreaking, some actual baseball discussion.
If we must.
I'll allow it. the season actually, I mean, just looking back, he says, as though this were the last finale, the season finale of the podcast. The season wasn't as terrible as I expected it to be.
That is true.
Yes, yeah. I would agree with that statement. What do you think was the cause of that?
The fact that our offense, the fact that we went into the season looking at our catcher and thinking, oh my god, we've got who behind the plate and what is our offense, and we actually were able to score runs. That was a pleasant surprise.
Yeah.
Guys, I just realized something. I went and looked at the win-loss record, and given that the Diamondbacks are currently losing about 350-0 to the Astros, if they lose tonight, the hope of Mount 500 dies.
Oh, thank God.
Pour one out for our homies. Mm.
Yeah.
Jolie Andrews was wrong. You don't have to climb every mountain, Diamondbacks. But right now, again, the Diamondbacks are 78, and we can just say 82. Right now, because that feels right to say at this point. But they will have already clinched a better record than the Padres, who are four games behind currently. And I've said this a billion times, but I really think it needs repeating because it is hilarious. The Diamondbacks spent their offseason basically doing the thing where the plane doesn't have enough fuel and you need to jettison weight to try to make the airport. Whereas the Padres were just a college student that got their first credit card.
Right.
Including the consequences of such things.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
So yeah, that's pretty good.
Right. Or they're like the kid at a rocket competition who's putting all the little rocket engines on their little flimsy balsa wood rocket.
Yeah.
And they're totally gonna go far.
Wrapping tape around the outside of it.
Right. And then
there's no concept of what aerodynamics is.
Right. And so instead of actually launching really high and really far, it just spirals out of controls and lands in a tree.
And then explodes. Except even that would be cooler than the Padres season.
Right. It's more just kind of smoking a little bit.
Yeah.
Smoldering, like.
Mm-hmm. And not even like a big tree. It's a tree that was planted 3 days ago.
Yeah. Actually, I think it's one of those cell towers that looks like a tree.
Mm. So really, that just makes it worse.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I think that's good. I think, yeah, third in the NL West is, I think that was sort of a high watermark.
Yeah, I think that was kind of what we were hoping to pull off, which, go team!
Mm-hmm. Woo! Yay! Woo, mediocrity. I think, you know, specifically on the Diamondbacks, yeah, the offense was great. And the fact that they were this close to 500 despite the pitching staff being made from, like, a bunch of broken-down moving boxes.
Okay, hold on. As somebody who has moved recently and is in the process of unpacking the 7.3 million books that they currently own, I would put my pile of broken-down moving boxes up against the Diamondbacks' rotation, and I would favor them, like, 5 times out of 9?
Well, like, I think we kind of expected that this would sort of be the team dynamic going into the season. Like, I think if I were to bother to listen to the first episode all the way back in February, which, dear God, I think I said as much, but I think the disparity between how good the offense was and how bad the pitching was wider than I thought it would be.
That is true. Yeah. I'm just saying that I would trust any one of these boxes to carry more for the Diamondbacks than Jeremy Hellickson.
Yeah, that didn't work out. Who knew?
Who would have thought?
Yeah. Only like the 5 commenters that relentlessly argue about it all the time.
Yeah, that's true.
Not that I'm bitter.
Not that, you know, we're tired of your shit, commenters. I'm not saying that.
Wow, hot takes.
Yeah.
Apparently somebody wants to set up a rivalry for next season.
Yeah. Is that between us and the...
Those commenters, I guess?
And the commenters, I don't know. Yeah.
I would say it's not really a fair fight given that all of us have moderator powers.
That's true.
We could win that fight with ease. So.
We could win that fight, yeah. Yeah.
I will say for the pitching staff, Corbin coming back and being pretty good, that's nice. Relatively speaking. While not like, you know, the next coming of Sandy Koufax or anything, Robbie Ray was decent. Decent enough to be like, hey, you know, he could be good enough to make fun of 2 teams for giving up on him. Relentlessly, because we as Diamondback fans never get to do that beyond the giving end of that.
Yeah.
It'd be nice. I mean, if that happens sometime.
Yeah. But no, we just gotta hear about, oh, remember when you traded Trevor Bauer for a bunch of smallpox blankets? Wham, wham, wham.
But I'll say, I mean, that the smallpox blankets did put out a rap album that was almost as good as Trevor Bauer's.
But he had a better concept of flow than...
Yeah.
True.
But when it comes to laying down the beats, blankets can't be beat. Am I right? Am I right?
Did you rhyme beat with beat intentionally?
No, I didn't. I got like halfway through that sentence and I'm like, ah, damn it. It's too late. I can't get out of this.
Pull up.
Stay on target.
No, you're going in too hot. You're going in too hot.
I just blew up. Stay on target. Yeah. Pull up,
so
damn
there's
it. Pull up.
There's a lesson for you, kid. Lesson for you, kids. Think about the entire sentence you're going to say before you start to say it out loud.
Yeah. Otherwise, you'll be like Jack Porkins and when he messed around with his gravity unit in his X-Wing.
Yeah, poor choice, Jack.
Mm-hmm. I only regret that George Lucas sent me Porkins.
Right. Oh my god, we're losing 17-2 now?
Yep.
Look, just touchdown, 2-point conversion, touchdown, extra point, we're back in it.
Like, the score just flashed along the bottom, and I'm like, wow, that's weird that a team only got a safety. Wait, no, that's baseball. That's the Diamondbacks.
It's not some random, dumbass Friday night ACC game.
It's not some whatever football NCAA is now. It's like the football championship.
Right.
Yeah.
The Wildcats are not playing the University of Houston.
No.
Nope.
What's that other university in Houston? This is totally Rice. Rice, thank you. God, that was gonna bother me for like ever.
Oh. Yeah. Houston Cougars. I was trying to think of what University of Houston was, so of course I had to frantically Google it. As per our podcast tradition.
Yes.
As we work.
Yeah.
Wildcats versus Cougars has a certain amount of appropriateness.
Mm-hmm.
Cougars. But so back to the...
Fight it out on the links. Like golf, but also like links as a cat. Sorry.
Alright, okay.
Ignoring that.
Fight it out for the Cuban links. And bring it back to the rap discussion.
Sure.
anyway, back to the Diamondbacks a little bit more. If
we have to.
I guess. Well, I kind of want to, you know, we sort of gave the general idea of what they sort of are, but I'll ask this question. Other than Paul Goldschmidt, because that's the easy answer, who would you say was the team's most valuable player this year?
Mark Trumbo. Because he got his ass traded for beef.
Beef!
That is true. Mark Trumbo for getting us Wellington Castillo.
That's
hard to argue. Hard to argue.
That's very hard to argue, actually. Because valuable is like such a vague.
Yeah, no, I mean it's such a nebulous term as to what you're, you know, debating, but yeah.
Yeah. And it's especially hard because none of the Diamondbacks are making the playoffs, so
Yeah.
How do we know which one is valuable?
Yeah.
None of them are.
Here's the thing about the National League. By raw numbers, the three top MVP candidates are all teams are all players on teams that wear red that are not making the playoffs. Harper,
that's a very specific set of teams.
Harper, Goldschmidt, Joey Votto. Just going by what I think is how the wind is blowing on that, but I could be totally wrong, and they could say, I don't know.
I feel like
Miguel Montero.
I feel like it's going to be almost certainly Bryce Harper.
Oh yeah, it's going to be Harper because he's had like a historically really good season.
Yeah.
Jonathan Papelbon may not agree though.
No.
What? Yeah, the Nationals sure did choke down the stretch.
Oh, they sure didn't run it out to first base.
Yeah. That's another team we can kind of make fun of. The Nationals, even though they'll pitch with a better record than the Diamondbacks, most certainly, but.
But we were supposed to be terrible, and they were supposed to be good.
Supposed to be really good.
Yeah.
And, yeah, like, man, Matt Williams is just like every hapless middle manager in a failing business ever.
Right.
Like, apparently he didn't know how bad the choking incident was, even though, you know, he was probably, like, what, 10 feet at most away when it happened? That's, yeah. He costs.
I feel like Matt Williams, I kind of envision him as a, when it comes to the team, as like a very beleaguered, worn out father. Mm-hmm. He's just at the point where he's like, okay, I just got to get through 3 more games with this, with these kids, and then my mom comes home. Mm-hmm. And then she divorces me, and I have to wonder if the Diamondbacks will marry me into their farm system or something.
Right. Take me back.
Baby, come back.
I wonder if he had, because I could have sworn he had like a really small percentage of ownership in the Diamondbacks. I wonder if he had to sell that to be a coach for the Nationals.
Hey, practically Googling something.
Yeah, practically Googling things. He was, yeah, a partial owner.
Yeah, yeah. He had to sell his, stake before he became a manager of the Nationals.
So then I wonder if he has an option to buy back.
Let's see. So his current... Keep his, you know, it doesn't say one way or another, but I wonder.
I wonder if he can just like bring the receipt back.
I wonder if he puts like wax on his head.
If he'll ever like just go into a bowling alley, and stick his head in the bowling ball polisher.
I wonder if he's ever going to do a press conference for the Nationals with a hairless cat.
Well, he'll probably have a lot of time to after Sunday.
I wonder if he would ever do a press conference for the Nationals by answering Evergen, speaking in the manner of Telly Savalas.
I wonder if for Halloween he's ever dressed up as Donald Pleasance.
These are all questions we need answers to. Matt Williams, if you're listening.
Which you might be, because like I said, you're going to have a lot of time soon.
You're going to have some free time. You may be like, hey, I wonder what's been going on with the Diamondbacks fandom. Mm-hmm. Let's frantically Google this.
Oh, God.
Hopefully he's not looking it up on iTunes.
Hopefully.
That would be silly of him.
He's probably looking up on Zune or whatever the Zune store is.
The Zune store, he's probably like looking it up on the like one of those like $10 MP3 players, not even a Zune that you buy at like Best Buy that like only work for a week before they break.
He's like on some Angel Fire website.
He's like, why isn't GeoCities a thing anymore?
Tripod. Etc, etc. Now, of course, nobody has those kind of things anymore. Sad. Because domain names are, like, something. I don't know. Anyway, here's a question from the GDT that I'm going to modify a bit because it's a negative. Or I'll add to it. This comes from Joe CB 1991. It's kind of looking forward for the Diamondbacks, which is kind of what I want to transition to. He asks, out of the things the Diamondbacks have been rumored to do over the offseason, like we would know that, so I'll amend it to other things the Diamondbacks could do over the offseason. He asks, what do you least want them to do? And I will also add, what would you most want them to do? So, most and least.
Most, I would like them for their broadcasting team to be replaced by...
me.
Us.
Yeah. Us. Well, okay, two options. Us, obviously. But also, I mean, if they decide not to, then I think we should go with Terry Crews and Isaiah Mustafa from the Old Spice commercials.
You know one of them went to ASU, right?
I did not.
Yeah.
Did you know Andre Ethier?
I think they were there at the same time, so
yes.
There's some possibility of that.
No, everyone at ASU who was there at the same time knows each other. It's not like it's a really big university or anything.
No, yeah, it's not. Mm-hmm. It's not like they don't have tons of student athletes. So they probably all have to play the same sports just to fill in the gaps.
Mm-hmm. Pretty much, yeah. They've got.
Andre Ethier occasionally played as Andrea Ethier for the women's soccer team.
Yeah. And I'm sure Barry Bonds was a punter one time. It was a very bad use of resources.
And then my least, the thing I would want them to do least would probably be trade Paul Goldschmidt for Mark Trumbo.
Yeah, that would be bad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that would be... It's like, stop.
I think the thing I would least want them to do is like some sort of big attempt at a sexy signing during the winter meetings. You know, get into some sort of bidding war and I don't know. I'm not even sure who it would be that they would attempt to sign, but...
Practically Googling, free agents 2016.
Well, I mean, it's not like you need a name specifically. It's just trying to win the offseason with a big splash at the winter meetings.
Mm-hmm.
Especially for a team like the Diamondbacks, it just seems like a terrible idea.
Yeah.
Pick up some 30-year-old pitcher.
Okay, but I'm saying, Googling 2016 free agents, Justin Upton's available.
Ooh, well, never mind.
Yeah.
But for selfish reasons, what I hope that they do is that they continue the rumors of looking into developing a stadium on near the 101 and 202 on tribal land. Because that would be a lot closer to me. And it's all about me.
Wait, the 101 and the 202.
Yeah.
But then But then you have to run into traffic on the 303, and then when you try to get to the 404, it's not found.
Okay.
Right. Exactly.
About that better there, bro.
Wow.
Internet humor. Wackety schmackety doo.
Must be the end of the season.
Must. I think for me, I kind of would like to see them maybe not pick up like a big splashy expensive guy, but maybe like the tier after that, like starting pitcher, just to draw up some depth. Just because,
like a Jeremy Hellickson sort of guy.
Well, like, maybe not David Price or Zach Greinke, but, like, maybe Jordan Zimmermann, you know what I mean?
Maybe, like, a Bronson Arroyo sort of guy.
Maybe Russ Ortiz.
There you go. Yeah. Maybe Bartolo Colon.
Ooh.
What's Armando Galarraga doing?
Probably yelling at something.
Yeah.
But, at least likely to do just trade, like, mostly trade for the sake of making a trade into a not obvious need. Getting another, any position player, really, because it's not the best lineup out there, but everything there seems pretty set. You know, don't trade, trade or sign for a guy who you want to start. Don't do the Jason Kubel over Gerardo Parra thing again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. I would imagine whatever focus they have during the offseason is going to be something for pitching.
Yeah.
Given just how bad they were this season. So, but they are going to have money. I mean, money's going to be freed up.
Mm-hmm.
Not just because they dumped salary during the season, but also
before the season.
The new TV deal should be kicking in.
Mm-hmm.
Not only from the Diamondbacks TV deal, but the TV deal for the national contracts.
Mm-hmm.
We should be getting more money for that. So Yeah. It would not be... I don't know. I guess the problem, though, is that you say, like, oh, maybe they're going to spend money on a top-of-the-rotation type of pitcher. Maybe they go after David Price or Zach Greinke or that class of pitcher.
I'm sure they'll be bandied about that.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure they'll be in the discussions, yeah. But that's the problem. Everybody's going to want them. So even if I really hoped that they were going to sign that type of guy, which I kind of don't, because after, you know, only a couple of years, that contract is probably going to look really bad. I don't think we're going to win that sort of...
bidding war, no. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Or if we do... it will then be incredibly overpriced.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, so that's that. So that's why I threw, you know, some guys of the tier after, like, you know, Price, Cueto, Greinke, etc. I mean, that seems
Josh doable. Donaldson.
Yeah.
Alex Rodriguez.
Yeah.
Derek Jeter.
Jeez. Peyton Manning.
There was okay. So I just had ESPN on today for noise. And I overheard this is unprecedented. I've just taken over the podcast for a tangent.
Go for it.
I overheard one of them, somebody's like, is something wrong with Peyton Manning, like as a lead in to whatever their next story is, and I just wanted to be like, he's an old man by sports standards, and he plays in a very rough sport, and he's had a lot of injuries. Yeah. I think that explains what's wrong with Peyton Manning.
Right.
But
I have to say, to continue on your tangent, I haven't watched a ton of the NFL so far because, But one thing that makes me laugh so hard is on Sundays, they've been playing this commercial for that stupid DirecTV series, you know. This is Celebrity, and I have DirecTV, and this is terrible version of Celebrity, and I have cable. And Peyton Manning's one of them.
Mm-hmm.
And he's watching football on DirecTV with his friends, and I'm like, dude, you have a job.
This was my question. I'm like, why are these... Like, it was one thing when it was celebrities, but it's like, you... Like, all of these ones are... football players who apparently are talking about how great it is that they can be at home on Sunday watching whatever
watch
game they want.
Any game that they want. What are you doing?
Shouldn't you be at the stadium?
So.
Yeah.
Like, the Eli Manning one makes sense, because I could see him doing that.
Like, Eli.
He'd be sitting there watching, and the Giants game would come on, and then suddenly he'd be like, oh, crap! And he's like running around.
Coach, I forgot it was Sunday.
He's running around his house. All he has on is, like, his football helmet and some tidy whities.
despite the fact that Eli Manning, being from the Manning family, has probably never had a Sunday during football season where there wasn't a game that he or a family member was playing in.
Exactly. Yeah.
I also want to know what world these ads are filmed in where having DirecTV shield you from some sort of strange either personality quirk or like physical change.
I would argue that if you're that obsessive and you feel the need to aggressively tell people about your DirecTV, that you are probably more like the cable versions of the celebrities than the DirecTV ones.
Yeah. That's true. Because the DirecTV version seems to... they theoretically are supposed to be calm, well-adjusted people.
Right. They're not. No. If you talk about DirecTV or pretty much any brand that aggressively and you're not being paid by them, then...
Okay, interjection. We are talking about DirecTV possibly that aggressively, and we are not being paid by them. So...
but we'll
continue your sentence with content, with caution.
But
we're not shilling for it.
Yeah, we're mocking them. Relax. And it's not like fandom, because I don't think anyone really feels that strongly about DirecTV except maybe like really weird people. But maybe that's how people look at fandom.
Okay, to be fair, I like strongly that strongly negatively about DirecTV. Does that count? Because I'm just gonna say, though, when I moved from Arizona last year, I canceled my DirecTV, and when they asked me why I did specifically tell them because of the creepy marionette commercials.
Oh, that's good.
Right. But then you look down and you realize you have super skinny legs and your sock can't stay up. And you're like, that's also why I don't have DirecTV.
What are you talking about? I have great calves. You take that back.
Sorry, Devin's calves.
Yeah. But yeah, no, it's it is a strange world that they seem to be filming in.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, hey, look, a subject change.
Hey, yes, a segue.
Speaking of segues,
here we go off a cliff.
Ooh, too soon.
Ooh, too soon. Made a huge mistake.
Well, let's look, since the Diamondbacks sort of, you know, kind of reviewed their season in very general terms, I'm sure there'll be lots of good hashtag content on azstakepit.com that will get dive more specifically into that sort of thing as the offseason wears on. But let's talk about, you know, the baseball being played beyond this Sunday by other teams, also known as the playoffs. Now, we kind of...
such a thing.
Kind of talked about this a little, but I'd ask, you know, as a baseball fan in general, will you, you know, watch the playoffs? Yes? No? Maybe?
Yeah?
Yeah. I mean, yes. I mean, I'm not going to be, like, active obsessively watching them, but, I mean, I'll have them on.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, yes. I want to watch most of it, especially the World Series.
Mm-hmm.
But I also have to balance that with, since the fall season of television has come back, yes, like, you can DVR things or watch things on Hulu, but that's going to compete sometimes with playoff baseball that I don't have any teams in, and then also hockey season starts next week, so I'll have to fight Liz on hockey.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So yeah, I'm genuinely interested.
Fighting hockey? No.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I'm generally interested in, you know, if I'm home at night and they're on, they'll be like the thing I watch. But yeah, you know, it's hard to be emotionally invested, because the only thing I could be emotionally invested in is the failure of, like, the Dodgers, which is not healthy, probably.
No, it's not.
It's not. Unfortunately.
Mm-hmm. So, sort of on that same subject, the playoffs, in case you forget, I could do the...
Oh, I thought it was things that weren't emotionally healthy.
Well, column A, column B.
We could be here all night.
Yeah. Yeah, oh god, yeah. Oof. But since we're recording this Friday, the playoff matchups aren't totally set yet, at least in the American League. They generally are in the National League. Just some...
No, they are. Well, except for maybe...
I was going to say some jibber-jabber about home field advantage, but...
Yeah. But otherwise, it's set.
Yeah, the teams are set.
Yeah, the AL, there's at least the second wild card that's still up in the air.
So, in your totally expert opinions, because you have your own podcast, like, it's not something that 70% of all Americans have already, two-fold question, well, I guess three-fold, like, well, who do you think wins sort of each pet at the AL and the NL for whatever reason? Who wins the World Series? And on a third thing, who do you want to have win? Like, if you, of the current playoff teams, who would you root for?
That's a tough one.
Mm-hmm.
I think, I mean, I don't have any way of knowing this, obviously, but, and I'm also not a great fan. But I'm going to put my money on the Royals making it back to the World Series, and they're going to play the Cardinals because I'm not very creative, and I think the Royals are going to get it done this time. But there's a lot of pretty much the entire slate of AL or potential AL teams that could make the playoffs. I'm okay with all of them, and some of them maybe even excited for, like Blue Jays, Royals, Rangers, Astros, Angels, Twins, any of them win, I'd probably be pretty excited. Even the Yankees, I'd be like, okay, whatever, because I don't have really a whole lot of hatred for them. I'd be okay with the Cardinals, I'd be okay with the Mets, it'd be cool if the Pirates won. It would be kind of fun if the Cubs won, if only, so maybe they could, you know, shut the hell up for once.
I like the...
I know. Sweet summer child, I know.
Yeah.
So pretty much anyone but the Dodgers.
Yeah. 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 I think as far as who does win, I think the Royals or the Blue Jays in the AL. I'll say the Blue Jays because they seem to have that offense is like really, really, really good, and you know they finally have pitching too. So you know I think that'll play well, and they'll get a favorable. You know, if they get a wild card, if they get home field advantage, and they get a wild card, if they get like say the Twins or someone as the wild card team they play, that could open up a path for them. In the NL, yeah, I guess the Cardinals. Though, you know, like I said, you just get hot at the right time, everything's fine. So, you know, the Mets probably have the best pitching staff of all the NL playoff teams, like top to bottom. So,
but their offense is kind of shaky.
Yeah,
anywhere from shaky to garbage.
Yeah,
I'm gonna say the World Series I would like to see would be. I don't know. I'm just going to say the Blue Jays and the Cubs, which, I mean, if the Cubs win, I'm going to take credit for that, but I will say that Robert Zemeckis told us about it first.
Yeah.
I'm going to say more likely it's going to be the Blue Jays and I feel like it's going to be the Cardinals, and I really don't want the Cardinals to win.
Kind of want them to win. Just the troll side of me wants them to win.
You know what the biggest troll outcome would be, honestly?
Cardinals-Yankees?
Cardinals-Yankees. The Yankees win, and it's because Alex Rodriguez does something amazing.
Here's why that would feel trolly to maybe, like, mainstream baseball. But because I'm on the Twitter... and write for SB Nation. I have to be semi-connected into the alternative or the alternate baseball universe. And
which is like the regular baseball universe, but they have more tattoos and piercings.
Yeah, it's like that, but it's like an inverse universe. So in normal baseball world, people hate A-Rod, they hate the Yankees. And the Cardinals, they either like or they're just like, oh, okay, whatever. But in alternate baseball world, you like the Yankees, and especially A-Rod, because he sticks it to the man, and you hate the Cardinals because reasons? So it would be really funny to me to watch baseball Twitter just, like, collapse in on itself like a really pathetic star if the Cardinals won.
And it is a odd numbered year, so the Cardinals should win the NL pennant anyway, because this is like 2010, it's been Giants, Cardinals, Giants, Cardinals, Giants, Cardinals, rabbit season, duck season, rabbit season, duck season.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's, I'm secretly hoping, like, there's a lot of teams I'd rather win before the Cardinals, but there's a part of me that's like, man, that would be really funny if the Cardinals won just for that reason, because... people would just lose their minds about it because I don't know, they're obsessed with the Cardinals for some reason. It's like, if there's really any winning team to not pay attention to most of the time, you'd think it would be the Cardinals.
Yeah.
I try not to think about St. Louis on a daily basis.
Yeah.
That's probably just a good policy.
It is.
Yeah, just It's a silly place. He says, understating recent events. But yeah, I think, you know, playoffs are fun to watch. It's baseball played at presumably a high level, so yeah. What else you got to do, you maggots?
Watch any of the other shows that are on TV.
Mm-hmm. Hey,
Cardinals Yankees would also be kind of cool because it would be like the 64.
Yeah, I mean that's got an old school thing to it.
Yeah, I do have to say, like, generally speaking, I would put priority to teams that have not won ever or in a while.
Yeah,
as long as I don't hate them like the Dodgers. Mm-hmm. So that's gonna
the Dodgers still have the longest World Series appearance drought of any NL West team.
Yeah,
I would like to see that continue
by a pretty large margin too.
Yeah. The Padres would be the next, but yeah. They went in 98, so...
Yeah.
How did we give up a third touchdown to Houston? Come on, defense.
Oh, my God. How bad is it getting?
It's 21-2.
Oh, my God. Have they put out any position players to pitch yet?
I don't know. When do we... Like, when do we surrender the rest of the series?
I don't know.
Send up the white flag. Tell Houston we want a parlay.
Unfortunately, we traded Addison Reed. We traded him. After, you know, after the sort of hoping that teams that haven't won in a while winning it, I do like historical rematches just because I find that interesting. Not that there's any real connection to it, but just more of like, hey, the Yankees Cardinals play each other. They also play each other in 64, and I think at least once in the 30s, and I could be misremembering how many times, but I could have sworn they did.
Yeah, like, if just scrolling through potential rematches of World Series stuff, you got Yankees-Mets, Yankees-Cardinals, Yankees-Pirates, Yankees-Cubs probably, Yankees-everyone.
Yeah, right, Yankees-everyone. The Yankees-Pirates would be 1960, which... ended on the first World Series to end on a walk-off homer.
Yeah, that was the Mazeroski.
Yeah.
World Series. You know,
a light-hitting second baseman hits a homer randomly to end a game. Which was also a weird series because the Yankees, all the games that the Yankees won, they just, like, blew the doors off the Pirates and just scored gobs and gobs of runs. But every game that the Pirates won... with the exception of the last game, but even that was a close game because they obviously only won by, I think, one run. Mm-hmm. But all the games that the Pirates were winning were really close and really low-scoring games.
So the Pirates were basically the 2007 Diamondbacks.
Yes, exactly. Their run differential, terrible, but they managed to figure it out when it counted.
Yeah. Except, and Eric Burns was probably involved.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's a Time Lord.
This is a Time Lord.
Yeah. Well, other potential rematches: Royals, Cardinals, Rangers, Cardinals. Yeah. It could happen.
The Blue Jays, when they went to the World Series, they played one time the Braves and one time
the Phillies.
Phillies, okay.
The Phillies being the second walk-off homer to end a World Series. The more you know.
If the Twins make it in, then that could be a rematch of the 65 World Series.
Twins-Cardinals?
No, Twins-Dodgers.
Twins-Dodgers. Well, Twins-Cardinals would be 87.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And 85 would be a rematch of... Cardinals, Royals.
Ah, yeah, the Don Denkiger game.
Yeah. The I-85 series, or whatever they called it.
Well, I hope we get Interstate 10. Well, we are getting an Interstate 10 kind of series right now with the Astros. And you know what? Carson Palmer just needs to kind of bear down, you know, find Fitzgerald wide open, avoid the pass rush. I know Watt's pretty good, and I have Clowney, too, but...
I have no idea what you're talking about.
I'm making football jokes.
I know you're making football jokes, but after that, you lost me.
I'd say there are more football comments. I don't know about jokes.
Your face
jokes would imply humor.
Your face is a football joke.
We would have laughed. Oh, wait, no, but he might have been talking about U of A football. No, I don't even know. I don't know. I don't care. I dislike both ASU and U of A football. So,
yeah. For the uninitiated listener, Devin likes Notre Dame.
Yeah, that's true. I forgot about that. Notre Dame's and the Cubs. For shame.
Look, I can't help the way I was raised.
Or like Notre Shame. Hey, it's Cleffo. Just want to say thank you to all of those who listened to the first season of Infield Chatter, and no thank you to all the people who didn't. Since you're not listening right now, I just want to say, go to hell. Do not pass purgatory, do not collect redemption. We'll see you in February? Probably. My voice inflection is getting very high, and it's actually getting to the top of my register, and this kind of hurts.